Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast, where I'd like to ask UK residents if they're making the most of their home country. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find tips about the best places to visit in Europe. Now, I know that we Brits can be guilty of, as soon as we think of holidays, jump on a plane, go somewhere warmer. And I'm not saying don't go abroad, I'm just saying, are we really making the most of the wonderful country that we have on our doorstep? Now, I'm Scottish, but I live in the northeast of England, and I'm happy to say that I have explored most of the UK, not exhaustively, but I have been to most places. And of course, the reason most people give for not spending more time in the UK is the weather. Well, what can I say about the weather at the moment? Really, for the last two or three weeks, we've had some fantastic weather. It's even been warmer than the Mediterranean, 20-some degrees. So, you know, the weather's not always bad here. And even if it is, you can still have a great time in bad weather if you don't let it bother you too much. A bit of rain, you just wear some waterproof clothes. Do something inside. For example, museums in the UK are free, so if you get bad weather, you can have a great time without spending a penny in museums. So it's not just about saving money, exploring the UK more, although that does come into it, especially in these hard economic times. You can just have great fun in the UK. Now, price, cost. Yeah, quite often people say, oh, it's cheaper to go abroad, whatever. I'm not sure. For example, at the moment, there are £19 rooms available in the Travelodge UK Saver promotion. Now, I've just been writing a blog post that there are £19 rooms available for half term. Most of the schools in England are off around the last week of May for the half term holiday. Now, I did a quick search, did find some availability of rooms. So if you can find a family room for £19 a night by booking in advance, you really can't beat that. It doesn't include breakfast, it's room only, but I think it's £7 or £8 per adult for breakfast, and kids can eat free. I know that Premier Inn are also doing £29 rooms. So again, that can be a family room. So no excuses for the weather and rooms. And just to give an example of things that I've done recently based on cheap stays, I stayed up in Edinburgh at my favourite Edinburgh Travel Lodge, the West End, and it cost me £19 a night. I booked in April and I had a couple of great days out. I drove over to climb Falkland Hill in Fife, just north of Edinburgh. Now, it was showery when I arrived. Luckily, I didn't get wet during my ascent and descent, but I have to say April showers have their compensations, and there were some beautiful colours and rainbows, so that was free. Car park halfway up the hill, some good exercise, lovely views. And then another day when I was staying in Edinburgh, I walked along the Water of Leith walkway from Travelodge West End up to the Botanic Gardens. Beautiful walk along this river walkway. It's free to get into the Botanic Gardens in Edinburgh. There was even free Wi-Fi in the John Hope Gateway. It was absolutely beautiful, sunny. After the shower, all the rhododendrons and daffodils were out. Now, you do have to pay to get into some of the glass houses. I didn't bother, but it's a few pounds per person. So again, I had some exercise, bit of fresh air. Also, at the Botanic Gardens in Inverleith House, there was some art exhibitions, free to get in. So really, again, I'm asking you, are you making the most of the UK? Because the weather's not always bad, you can get great value for money, so many interesting places to visit. So next time you're thinking about a holiday or a short break, just consider, should you be doing something in the UK rather than searching on the Ryanair site for cheap flights? Anyway, you can read the posts about the promotions and things I've done recently on the blog at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. And you can subscribe to our podcasts in Audioboo and iTunes. So thanks for listening. Goodbye.